Good evening, everybody. My friend Bruce Kaplan is here to talk about what's going on at Barking Legs and to share with you a recording of a performance by the guitar-playing son of Terry Riley, Guyon Riley. We are, of course, into December, and everything slows down a bit at Barking Legs for December.
Our activities are quieter, Richard, but we have other folks producing events at Barking Legs during the month that will keep it busy. I'll be taking a bit of a break. I'll be doing my Wednesday night jazz events. We're going to have three Wednesday night jazz events. The first being this Wednesday with the always fantastic Alan Wyatt Quartet, featuring Sean Perkinson on guitar, David Schwab on bass, and Stephen Humphreys on drums.
Tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night. And those guys, if anyone out there has even a passing interest in jazz and has not heard them, you ought to. And these four players are top flight. Top flight. They could hold their own anywhere. The week following, that being December 11th, we have another great group, maybe even a little overlap between the two, but the trumpeter Nathan Warner, who is a New York City transplant and still goes up to New York and performs a fair amount, will be leading his quartet, which features, if my memory serves, Matt Turner on drums, Stephen Powers on guitar, and the always formidable David Schwab on bass.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Formidable is one word that comes to mind. I love David's playing.
He's amazing. And then our third and final Wednesday of December, the 18th, we'll have, as we always do on third Wednesdays, Dexter Bell leading his group featuring Jamie Blanton on guitar, the incredible Yachty Westfield on drums, and the slick and debonair Marcus Dotson on keys. Always great, and they always bring a vocalist or two, sometimes from out of town. So those are all fun evenings.
And then you also have the Ensemble Theatre's production of Billy Elliot coming. Six performances beginning on, auspiciously, Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th. Both of those shows will be at 7:30, and then there's a matinee on Sunday the 15th at 2:30, and then shows on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 19th, 20th, and 21st. Elton John wrote the music.
I was not aware of that. You live and learn at Barking Legs Theater, what can I say? But we love having Ensemble Theater do their productions there.
I know that they're so happy to have a permanent home, a home that fits them so well.
It's really a pleasure seeing theater in Barking Legs Theater. You're so much on top of it. You can see well from every seat in the house. I try to catch every one of their shows myself.
It's the ideal locale. You want to say anything about Guyon Riley before we play this show?
Sure. Guyon Riley is an absolutely astounding, primarily nylon string guitar player, classically trained. As you pointed out, he is the son of the esteemed composer Terry Riley, who is now in his 80s, still active. And in fact, they're doing duo performances. That's one I'd love to get at Barking Legs.
But, yeah, I'd love to see it. And he has a player with him on part of this performance.
Yeah, this was a duo tour of the Southeast featuring Guyon Riley and Shane Perlowan, now known as Shane Parrish. And they're both guitar players. Shane is, I would say, more of a self-taught player. Definitely does not have the conservatory background that Guyon Riley has. But they really complement one another well. This is a great pairing. I hope people will enjoy it.
I'm sure people will. It begins with the Guyon, is how we've agreed that it's pronounced. Guyon Riley solo. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. don't have a title for that one. So if anybody has any bright ideas, lay them on me. A little bit of flamenco on that, yeah, a little bit of Africa, like West African kind of going on too. I'm gonna play next a couple of little etudes or studies that I wrote for the guitar, revolving around right hand techniques. You know, classical guitar has a lot of kind of peculiar right hand techniques, as you may already know. And so the first thing I'm gonna do has a combination of two techniques that are very similar but have a different effect. So the first of those techniques is called cross string trills. So a regular trill in the left hand sounds like this, but immediately after I pluck that note, it gets quieter. So cross string trill, I have the option of getting louder. That just means I'm using two different strings instead of the same string to play that by fast fingerboard. And the technique that I'm combining that with is called the tremolo. You know, creating the impression of having one note that lasts a long time and can get louder and softer just by playing a bunch of notes. So that's called tremolo. When you add it with cross string trills, trills plus tremolo equals trillemolo. And then right after, I'll play another little, just like a minute-long study, the fourth etude, which is a study of using your index finger like a pick. And since with guitar notation, the letter I represents the index finger. You see a little I, it means use your index finger, so I call that one I pick. Thank you. Let's see, what am I doing next?
Thank you.
Thank you so
Ian Riley and Shane Palowin recorded at Barking Legs in a performance they gave in May of 2011. Ian Riley has been back in the last couple of years to perform again, but that time solo. That was the only time the two played together. And a remarkable performance, again underlining just how versatile the guitar is. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next week, won't you? Another show from Barking Legs.